agenda item B, which is general discussion. Commissioners and directors.
Vice Chair Commissioner Smith.
Commissioner Smith.
Good morning. Just a point of information on the performance review for the director. I met or chatted with several commissioners in Moses Lake the other day, and also with staff and or with Tammy in particular, and then talked to Miranda yesterday. And what is surfaced is, I think, a different direction. We're not going to do face-to-face interviews with the executive committee on the director. We're going to send out the performance agreement and some associated questions that we can come up with to the assistant directors and to the regional directors, and then have that information sent into Tammy. And Tammy has agreed to compile that information into a briefing form to give to the entire commission to review. The performance agreement will be sent out with that as a reference point, and that's a pretty detailed document that goes until 2017. So if there's any, I don't want to belabor that at this point. If there's any other questions about that, we can take that up in 2 weeks at the meeting. But that is just a little deviation from the original plan of having the executive committee do face-to-face interviews. And this is also pending an issue yesterday to see if whatever the written documentation that does come into Tammy and then is subsequently sent to the entire commission, if that is in fact a public document or not. And we have a question. That question is being posed to the AG to see if that is the case. On a personal note, this sort of review is something that I've experienced in the executive level, in the federal government, and also in the dean, provost, vice president level in the university. And I don't believe in those instances the documentation was public. But I don't know if that applies as well. But our able AG will confirm that. So I just wanted to let everybody know that's where we are as of Thursday.
Any additional comments?
So just to clarify, we are going to wait for Bill Freymeyer to tell us whether it's public before.
Right. I think that yeah, and okay. I guess that can be done rather quickly. I mean, the emergency of this isn't a fire built under, but I don't know if that. I mean, this sort of review must take place across state government, so. I don't know if, and I discussed this with the director, Moses Lake, if this direction was comfortable with him, and he didn't have any objection with it. So, I mean, when you raised that point yesterday, Miranda, I hadn't thought about that, but I think, yeah, we can wait till we hear from Bill. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You got that, Tammy?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, thank you. That's all I had.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have one item I'd like to raise with the commission, and it relates to our Columbia River policy. And I want to be brief because I could go on for a long time trying to explain this, so I'm going to avoid trying to skip over the important parts. But it was a very lengthy process that we went through with Oregon. It was spearheaded by their Governor Kitzhaber. There were three commissioners from the Washington Commission, three from Oregon. It was Commissioner Mencken, Commissioner Raleigh Schmidt, and myself, and Gary Duvier was the alternate. And it was a very, like I said, a very lengthy process, very detailed, lots of meetings, and came up with a strategy. But during that process, when we were talking about alternative gear types, so we could provide some more significant opportunity for the commercials and yet be conservation based on the, I think there's 13 species, if I remember right, of Columbia River salmonids that are listed under ESA. And somewhere during that process in trying to review alternative gear, which would be purse seine and beach seine, if I remember correctly, and Connie, if I get this incorrect, please correct me, that the Oregon staff came forward with what they thought a per se release mortality number would be, and that at that point was 5%. I don't think that the Washington staff had any additional knowledge or comments on that. So during our deliberations and trying to prepare a package to bring forward to the full commission for adoption, we were using the 5% number because that's what we were told. The policy was adopted, as everyone knows, and then they start. Then a per se release mortality study was implemented, and lo and behold, the numbers were all over the board. They were 2% for steelhead and up to 31% for Chinook and 20-some percent for coho, and those numbers just totally skewed the intent of what we were trying to do. We, in January, had a presentation by Mr. Larry Cassidy, who has a lot of connections up and down the Columbia River, about raising money for a new study so we can have a study with some accuracy to be able to manage the policy we've adopted. And things haven't been moving along as expeditiously as I think they should. We need to get that. The money will only be available when we have a study completed that shows how the mortality study is going to work, and we need to have it in place for the 2016 fishing season. So, putting that on the table, I want to see what sense of a commitment and prioritization from the commission to move forward to directive to the director and staff to get this thing done promptly.
Chair Carpenter?
Yes, Mr.
Just one point, I think, is that we can initiate the study. It can be funded when the study is designed, not when completed, I believe. Once they have a design. Yes.
Okay.
And we need to get this design done as soon as possible. This is a glaring impediment in the process of our Columbia River fish policy. It could be under fire, serious fire, this next year. You know, there's a new composition of the commission in Oregon. This leaves us exposed. This policy took a lot of work, and it would be tragic for it to be unraveled on this one single point. I would encourage the director and staff to get some people assigned to this immediately so that we can have it resolved by this season.
Thank you, Mr. Grabo. Any other comments? Mr. Vice Chair.
Yeah, I couldn't agree. This is Commissioner Mankin. I could not agree more of what's already been said. I think I understand fully that these kinds of experimental designs, especially when you follow a flawed one, trying to come up with one that's not as flawed, that gives you the information that you need in order to manage the fishery. I can understand why there might be some delays, but I don't understand at this point why the delay has gone on as long as it has. This is absolutely essential to alternative gear work in the Columbia under the agreement, and I think it's absolutely essential that we have a substantially different and better science-based experimental design. But I think we need to move very rapidly. The longer that you wait to take advantage of the funding that's available, the greater the possibility is that you're going to lose it. And I think we need to move with all due haste.
Yes. Mr. Vice Chair, this is Joe Storr. I could ask Kelly Cunningham to give you a status of where that design process is.
Yes, thank you, Commissioner Carpenter, members of the commission. I don't have a lot of detail on this, but I don't want you folks having the impression that the staff aren't moving forward with this. As I understand it, Guy Norman has been designated the lead for this from the director. One of the issues we had was with the last two rounds, a lot of holes were shot into the study design that was completed. And one of the things we want to do is ensure that we have everybody on the same page as we move forward with this new study design. So it's my understanding understanding that Guy Norman has initiated those conversations, that Dan Rodding is involved with the technical committee trying to ensure that we have this thing front-loaded to the best of our ability to ensure that once we have a final product, everybody's on the same page with how it's been designed, and our outcomes are a lot more bulletproof, if you will. So what we can do is provide you a one-pager that provides the details that I don't have for you today, but that's my understanding of where we're at right now.
Thank you, Kelly. I'd like to see with that, I don't know the right terminology, but a timeline sheet that gets us to where we need to be to have this in place for the 2016 season.
Certainly. We can provide that, Commissioner. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other commissioners? I thought I heard Commissioner Wecker there.
Yes. I was going to invite staff to tell us what the status was, so I'm glad they've stepped in. I think we still need to hear when the study design is going to be completed. Not just the timeline for getting the whole study done, but get the design. We need a commitment from staff that the design will be done by a date certain that is close at hand, so we can take advantage of the assistance that Larry Cassidy has offered. I mean, I still don't get any sense of confidence that we're talking about within the next month or several months. I sure would like to see it done before the end of April. Is that them?
Commissioner Wecker, we just don't have the information here today, but we'll get the timeline and give you our sense of when we can get the design done, and I mean, we're anxious to do it and to do it right, so.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead. Anyone else? Any other commissioners have any comments? Could we anticipate having that, Joe, for our April meeting?
We'll get it done in the next. We'll get something to you in the next week.
Great. Thanks.
Okay.
I'm Mr. Chair, Vice Chair, Larry.
Yes, Mr. Pinto.
One other item that is also part of the policy that we haven't had any action on is the buyback program. I would also like to get a timeline at when we could have a structure for a buyback. That's another problem with our policy that we've seen no action on. I believe that there are formats or procedures that have been explored or the department may be aware of, but we also need something on the buyback to consider as well.
Commissioner Graybill, this is Joe again. That's a little more complicated story, as I understand it. But we'll get you the information on where we are and what we think some of the challenges are there, and you know, the progress that's been made or not made so far.
Thank you.
Mr. Vice Chair.
Yes, Commissioner Wecker.
I again want to support what Commissioner Graybill just said. I think it is time to start looking at implementation, fleshing out of the concept of buyback with respect to the Columbia River. I just have this feeling things are going to get more difficult in the future. I've been hearing what's going on in Oregon, too. So we've got to think about ways that we can make this conservation emphasis work and implement it. It's never been simple, but I think this is one piece of it.
So I guess, Joe, it's simple to just say a message received, huh?
Message received. We've got guys here taking lots of notes, and like I said, we'll get you some information on the design of the mortality study here real soon, and follow that up with some status on where we are with buyback.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments from the commission? Well, we got through a lot of stuff pretty well. Hearing none, it is now 10:03 on Thursday, March 24, 2016. We'll adjourn the conference call.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, well, Larry, I just wanted to mention that we have the letter that's to be addressed to NOAA.
Oh, I'm sorry, that wasn't on my agenda. I guess we can reconvene and discuss that if you'd like.
If we haven't lost people.
I'm still here.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Well, I thought that Miranda's comments on changes of language I thought was spot on, and but feel free, Dave.
And Jim came back with some other comments, too.
All right. I agree with Miranda's edit on that as well. And I think if we include that language, I think that letter is ready to be issued. And I'm not sure what the next step is, but I'd like to take it so we can get that.
Right. Did you see the Jim Scott's other edits, too?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
And I replied to Tammy to have it circulated to the rest of the commission that I have no problems. I think Jim's edits are fine. I liked what I had done originally, but I'm not that picky, so fine with me.
Are we going to need a motion to approve the mailing of that letter?
No.
No, I don't think so. Okay. It's just a consensus. I'm agreeing with it. Yeah. So.
Well, since our individual signatures appear on it, if anyone has an objection and does not want their signature to appear on that letter, they need to let Tammy know.
Right. And Tammy, do you have electronic signatures for all?
No. That's part of the issue. I'm not sure how we're going to, unless we wait till the April meeting and you all sign the letter. I'm not sure how they intended to get everyone's signature on the item. So that's a question. Do we sign it from the chair?
Tammy, do you have signatures on those reimbursement forms from everybody?
I can try, but you can't. I mean, you're going to get the lines, and if it says date or something below it, you're going to pick up other stuff even off the scanned versions to then cut and paste them onto it. I think it would look pretty poorly done, which we probably don't want it to look that way.
Right, yeah.
is my opinion, but I can try to do it. I can also try to just write in, I can try to copy your names.
this is Commissioner Kehoe. I know in the age of electronic filing in federal and many state courts, all that is required for a signature from an attorney is simply a slash S with the name next to it. I think we've gone beyond the official signature in realm. So yeah. I know people would like to see their John Hancock, perhaps, but that may take time. One suggestion.
I think getting the letter out is
right. And as long as it's legal, that as Bob's saying, it's fine with me. For Larry, you can just put an X. That's all he does anyhow.
Well, I'll work with staff.
Tammy, you take charge on it. Trust you dearly.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go along with whatever. I like Miranda's comments. I have not read Jim's, but I'm sure they're fine.
Okay. All right, we'll try to get it out of here as soon as possible then.
Good. Any other discussion, folks? Are we okay to adjourn now?
Yeah.
Try it again.
Thank you all. Have a great great Easter if I don't talk to you, and the meeting stands adjourned.